A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also must I lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
So as many of you know, my time in seminary is drawing to a close. And in this kind of time of transition, I have found myself to be a little bit more self-reflective. Some may call it nostalgic. And one of the things I have found myself thinking more and more about was how much of seminary and seminary life is like a fortress. Now, many of you who have been to St. Meinrad can attest that the actual campus, the buildings themselves, look like a physical fortress. It's like a castle on the hill. But what I'm talking about is being in seminary itself. It's a fortress because it offers a lot of protection. Mainly, it offers a great deal of spiritual protection. Seminarians have confessors that are always available whenever they may need to go to the sacrament of confession. They live with priests and brother seminarians who are all working towards the same thing, and that is growing in holiness. And if they find themselves in a bit of a hard time, they're never too far away from a chapel that has the Blessed Sacrament. Needless to say, all they really got to do is put on a pair of slippers and a bathrobe, and they're in the chapel. I'd never done that before, though. So I can say my time in seminary has offered me a lot of spiritual protection. But the day is coming, and while some are counting, I am not counting, 20 days, till I actually am leaving the seminary. I know in leaving the Holy Hill will also mean leaving behind my protection, that spiritual protection that I've become accustomed to for the past 6 years. But I'm not afraid to leave it. I'm not afraid because of what our Lord assures me and what he assures all of us today in our gospel. He states boldly, I am the good shepherd. I leave the hill with my shepherd. In John's gospel, Jesus is known for saying the words, I am, quite a bit. So whenever we hear him say those two words, and then what follows after, it means we need to listen, because he is revealing something about himself. So when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, what is he revealing to us? What he's revealing is, he's a protector. As our good shepherd, Jesus protects us. And what he protects us from is exactly what he says in our gospel. From the wolf, the wolves. He lays down his life for us. And these wolves are the dangers that surround us. They can be many things, but I think the thing that our Lord is referring to is that the wolf, The wolf that seeks, waiting to strike at us, is the devil and his minions of demons. These are the ones who lie in wait for us. These are the ones who are sneaky and cunning. These are the ones who tempt us with lies and empty promises. And all they do is take us away from our good shepherd. They take us away from him and lead us to nothing but eternal suffering and pain. These are our wolves, but we have a good shepherd. We have a good shepherd who protects us, who is our fortress from these wolves. And what is so beautiful about our good shepherd is he doesn't fight off these wolves with fists or weapons or violence, but he fights them with his wounds, specifically his wounds from his sorrowful passion. In all accounts of our Lord appearing to his apostles after the resurrection, Jesus keeps the wounds of his crucifixion. These wounds are his testimony. They don't just prove that he is risen, they prove that he has triumphed over sin and death. I'd like to think of, whenever I think of our wounded Christ, I think of an image that used to hang in my grandmother's living room. And after she died, I had the blessing of being able to take it, and now it hangs in my room. This image is an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I'm sure many of you know the Sacred Heart. And what I love about this image of the Sacred Heart is it is Jesus in his resurrected body. You see his Sacred Heart. His left hand, which has the wounds of his crucifixion, the hole where the nail was driven, is pointing to his heart, as is to say, love me. Love me above all else. But then his right hand is kind of pointed like this, kind of an outward towards the person who's seeing. And again, it has the hole. It's an invitation to love his Sacred Heart. My grandmother found great comfort in this image. She spent most of her time in her chair in her living room, alone and very much isolated from the world, especially the final 2 years of her life. On the surface, she was easy prey for any wolf that seeked to tempt her into sin, to sit there and just be bitter. But she had this image of our Lord that she loved and that she trusted in. She kept close to the Lord through this image. She kept close to him because, well, he is our good shepherd. And her good shepherd, just like our good shepherd, has wounds. Wounds that will frighten and thwart off any wolf that dares to tempt us. Jesus is our good shepherd. Our risen Lord is our good shepherd. He is our good shepherd because he has already gone to battle for us. He has already laid down his life for us. And those wounds are a result of him laying down his life. These wounds protect us. And all we have to do is call out to our Lord when we are in need of his protection. And those wounds are what will thwart off any adversary that dares tempt us. This is one of the reasons why whenever someone is baptized or whenever we renew our baptismal promises at Easter, the first thing we promise is to reject Satan. This rejection is a rejection of him because he rejects us. He hates us so much because we love God and God loves us. So he seeks to destroy us. But Jesus, our risen Lord, is no match for him. He is no match for his treachery because he's already defeated him. And even though our adversary has been defeated, we must not forget that he is still loose. He's very cunning. And he knows when we are at our most vulnerable, when we're at our weakest, our lowest point. We know very well those times that he may tempt us, But there's also times when we may not be so sure, when he may tempt us in a way that we are not aware of, blind to certain temptations. This Easter season is a call for us to be more aware of those temptations and to draw ever closer to our Good Shepherd, to renew our commitment to him, because he has laid down his life for us, so we must give ourselves to him too, fully entrusting ourselves to his providential care. And I think we do this best when we come here to Mass. I think we would all agree with that. Because when we draw here to this church, we come into our own fortress, our own place where we find protection for an hour a week. And we receive our Lord in the most holy Eucharist, food for the journey. But when we leave this church, we know that those wolves will be waiting for us to just negate anything that we may have done here in this time of worship. So how do we fend them off? We stay close to our Lord, our Good Shepherd, through a life of prayer. We must pray, and we must be a people of prayer. Our prayer cannot just be contained to the walls of this church. It must go out and be a part of every part of our day. St. Paul calls us to pray unceasingly. We are to be a people of prayer who call upon our Good Shepherd not only in times of need, but when we are at our most joyful, when we are at our most happy. Our Good Shepherd wants to be with us in every moment, in every day, in every aspect of our life. And all we have to do is keep close to him. This is the advice that I give to almost anyone who is discerning a vocation. Stay close to Jesus. Pray often. The Good Shepherd stands, and he knocks at the door of our souls, wanting to lead us to eternal life. Will we accept his invitation? Will we not trust in ourselves, but trust in him in whose only name there is only, and in whose name we hope to find salvation, as Peter proclaimed in our first reading? Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, the stone rejected by the builders, is our Good Shepherd. My friends, how blessed, how wonderful it is to be children of God. Happy Easter.